More and more offices lately, even outside of Silicon Valley, are being designed as open concept. No more cubicles, no more walled-off suites. The idea is that these open offices allow for more collaboration. They promote transparency and allow us to be more observable to each other. And of course, they're money savers. Open workspaces cost less per square foot. But are they worth the cost savings? And do they really make us communicate more? Ethan Bernstein is an associate professor of leadership and organizational behavior at Harvard Business School, and he recently studied these open plan offices, and his findings are a little surprising. I spoke with him more about it via Skype and what he was expecting to find out.
We actually wanted to know, in this day and age where we can track interaction, do people interact more? Is it true that you have these collisions when you have more open offices or not? We actually went in without a specific hypothesis. There's so much compelling evidence on either side of this debate. But it turned out, to the contrary, I think, of many people's expectations, at least in management, maybe less so those employees who hate the open office, that people interacted much, much less in a pre-post comparison in the open office than they did in cubicles. And by and large, they replaced the face-to-face communication with email and IM.
So what do you think is behind this? I mean, it seems counterintuitive, but I guess if you think about actually working in an environment like that, is this about privacy?
It's about a kind of privacy. Maybe it's about group level privacy, but it's also probably something that's sort of wired into us as human beings. We like to believe in the vibrancy of open spaces, but if you actually think about the workplace and imagine an environment, many people don't even have to imagine it, where everybody can see everybody, what do? Well, you need to focus, so you put on big headphones. Mm-hmm. Everyone can see you, so you focus intently at your screen so it looks like you're working really hard because you want people to believe you're working really hard.
Yeah.
And so I look across and I see you with headphones looking intently at your screen. And what do I think? I think, well, I don't want to disturb her, but I know she's at her desk, so I might as well send her an email. And I think that happens more often than not, as opposed to what we had previously believed. Plus, by the way, if I actually go up and interrupt you, I probably am interrupting 5 or 10 other people. And that may have other consequences for me that I don't want to trigger. So a lot of this comes down to our interactions as human beings and how we present ourselves with an audience as opposed to when it's not an audience.
Did you do any differentiation in your research between employees versus management? Because management often are not in those collaborative workspaces, but then also if they were, would have to sort of remove people from them to have meetings where you don't want everyone to hear what you're saying.
In both of these contexts, you had both managers and employees, so people of all levels, or what we call roles, and we do control for it. And we do find actually that there's more communication in both pre and post between people of the same role. That said, we don't see much of a difference across management, quote unquote, and across employees relative to each other. So put another way, this is a pretty human finding, not a manager or employee finding. The way I make sense of that is that we all spend our time, especially at work, either being observers or being observed. In the first role, we like to know and see as much as possible. In the second role, you know, you don't really need to watch me for this. Thank you very much. I can get it done. And we alternate between those two roles. And that's we, whether we're managers or employees. So I think actually, though perhaps we might be able to go even deeper into the data if we tried and perhaps find a little bit of effect, that's why we probably didn't see it here.
So there is, you think, some argument to be made that these open workspaces could have some kind of positive benefit?
Oh, absolutely. This work and our paper was not intended to say open offices should die. It might suggest that the revolution towards greater and greater and greater openness might need a little bit of scaling back. We at least need to be deliberate and think about how we do it. But there are other levers to pull, potentially, to try and make this work. There are a number of people who believe that if you set a different kind of culture in the organization, it would work. If you set a different kind of managerial approach, it would work. I don't have evidence for or against those propositions. Mm-hmm. Those are things definitely worthy of future study. I do think, though, we may be, just in an absolute terms kind of way, be getting to a level of transparency within the workplace where we might actually have too much, just absolutely too much. And that's what this at least suggests the possibility of.
Yeah. So what does the future of the kind of office space look like then? I mean, is it still that the trend is to open up workspaces to create these collaborative environments? Or are we starting to move away from that? Or are there new things that are coming up that we haven't heard about yet?
I have to admit, I'm going to leave that question mostly to the architects and the managers of the world. That said, I was speaking with a group of individuals from a large technology company who have been known for open offices, as many tech companies are. Mm-hmm. And one of them said, well, we don't have this problem. This isn't about us. We have plenty of interaction in our open offices. And the person next to him said, well, actually, if you really look, all the noise, all the interaction is coming from the team rooms. And so maybe there is this sense that group level privacy, some level of boundaries, some level of team orientation in the way we design our workplaces, mm-hmm. which some organizations are trying to do, might permit a good balance between totally open and the individual closed office, which has its own downside.
All right. Ethan Bernstein is an associate professor of leadership and organizational behavior at Harvard Business School. Ethan, thank you so much for joining us to talk to us about this.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.